Call to order the June 3rd meeting of the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators. Roll call, please.
Reagan.
Here.
Forsythe.
Here.
Lightfoot.
Here.
Sheridan.
Here.
Leader.
Here.
Denisha.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Akers.
Here.
Fay.
Here.
Haggard.
Here.
Arquette. Burke.
Here.
Arquette.
Here.
Terminelli.
Here.
Curran.
Here.
15 present.
Mr. Denisha, would you lead us in prayer, please? And after the prayer, we will say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Bow our heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, this evening, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here as citizens of this great and wonderful nation. Too often, we take the rights and privileges that have been afforded us for granted. Let us give thanks to those who have gone before us, who through their sacrifices have allowed us the freedom to assemble here. Grant this body the wisdom to make the best decisions during our deliberations and the courage to stand behind them. When the evening's work is complete, please guide us on our journeys home and grant us all a safe return. For all these things, we ask your blessing through Jesus Christ, your Son, in whose name all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to have a moment of silence for the people that gave their lives up for us in June of 1944. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I knew I shouldn't have did that. Could we have a motion to approve the agenda, please? By Mr. Fay, seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A motion to approve the minutes of May 6th by Ms. Curran, seconded by Ms. Arquette. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution proclaiming June as Dairy Month, and I move this resolution.
Your second. Second by Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsythe. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excuse me, did you want to elaborate on this at all?
I'm proud to do this. I've done this career for 35 years. As some of you know, we were wrapping up our farm operations. We've sold our, we'll be selling our farm, and the cows are gone. We still have our young stock. But this is a dedication to the people that do this line of work. It's a tremendously hard job, crops, weather, labor, dealing with live animals. These are people that are the salt of the earth.
Thank you. Anyone else? I have here in front of me the St. Lawrence County Dairy Princess and her court, and I'd like to introduce them. The Dairy Princess is Chloe Renaud from Governor, if you'd stand up. The alternate Dairy Princess is Elania Wainwright from Canton. Dairy ambassadors are Kaylin Gotham from Herman, Leanne Gotham from Herman, Michael Pierce from Hubleton, Caitlin Putman from Lisbon, Sarah Rohde from Canton, and Abigail Smith from Colton. Dairy promoters are Myra Bullock from Edwards and Addison McKnight from Chase Mills. So I understand that you're going to provide us with some dairy refreshments and goodies out in the hall. So we will take a short recess at this time enjoys those things that you brought. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that there was that Chloe would like to speak. There's a presentation. Would you, are you addressing the board or Michael? Okay.
Well, please get up and address us.
Hello, I'm Sarah Rohde. I am the daughter of Elliot Rohde and Mary Rohde, and I attend Canton Central School as a ninth grader, and I'm the eighth generation to live on my family farm.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Putman. I live on Putman Farms in Madrid, New York. I go to Madrid Waddington Central School. I am in sixth grade, and this is my third year as a, in the court, second year as dairy ambassador.
Hello, my name is Michael Pierce. I'm 13 years old and in eighth grade. This is my second year as a dairy ambassador, and I love it. My parents are Carolyn and Kelvin Pierce, veterinarians from Hubleton, and I'd like to thank you for supporting our organization.
Hello, my name is Elena Wainwright. I am the Dairy Princess alternate this year. I am 16 years old. I am a sophomore at Canton High School, but I live in Rensselaer Falls, and I grew up surrounded by dairy farms from my friends and family. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Claire Renault. I'm the granddaughter of Alan and Beth Martin of Scotchacre Farm, and I'm currently a senior at Governor Central School. I'm also the 55th St. Lawrence County Dairy Princess. So to celebrate 55 years, we are raising money to donate milk cards to local food pantries because milk is the most under-donated but over-asked for product. And also we're expanding on the theme for Milk for All by educating everyone on why milk is good for everyone, no matter your age. Thank you.
Now we will take that recess.
We'll reconvene the
board meeting. Guess they didn't hear that.
Just Kevin.
We'll move forward with communications.
Two resolutions were received from the town of Potsdam, a resolution condemning hate speech and a resolution calling for the resignation of county legislator representing District 15. That's
all. Okay, thank you. The next part of our meeting is for citizen participation, and any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the podium during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before making your address. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Mr. Berry.
My name is Kevin Beery. Regarding the resolutions from the town of Potsdam just mentioned and Legislator Haggard's original resolution, the point to be clarified is whether those Muslim jihadists and others like them who carried out the attack on the World Trade Center would themselves consider the language in the meme posted by Legislator Curran to be hate speech. The well-known Islamic scholar Muhammad al-Munajjid, whose website, Islam, Question and Answer, is one of the most popular Islamic sites on the web, writes, "The fact that the sword and power were means of spreading Islam is not a source of shame for Islam. Rather, it is one of its strengths and virtues. because it makes people adhere to that which will benefit them in this world and in the hereafter. Many people remain blinded to the truth, so Allah has prescribed jihad in order to bring them back to the truth. The renowned Pakistani scholar Abdul Allah Maududi, whose writings have inspired many throughout the Muslim world, wrote in his Jihad in Islam, "Islam is not merely a religious creed, but a revolutionary ideology and program which seeks to alter the social order of the whole world and rebuild it in conformity with its own tenets and ideals." And finally, the famous Egyptian scholar Said Qutb, author of the extremely influential book Milestones, which explains and justifies jihad, wrote, "The defeatists should fear Allah lest they distort this religion and cause it to become weak on the basis of the claim that it is a religion of peace. Yes, it is the religion of peace, but in the sense of saving all of mankind from worshiping anything other than Allah and submitting all of mankind to the rule of Allah. It is not the function of Islam to compromise with ignorance of Islam or to coexist in the same land with a secular system. Islam cannot accept any mixing with secularism and its lifestyles, cannot accept or agree to a situation which is half Islamic and half secular." So for the Muslim jihadist, statements such as "they are going to destroy the Constitution" and "they swore they would destroy us from within" are not hate speech. They express his desire to submit all of mankind to the rule of Allah and his duty to do so by waging jihad. It is beside the point that all Muslims do not feel this way. The meme did not refer to all Muslims. It referred to those who attacked the World Trade Center and to those who think as they did. The political philosopher John Rawls, in his A Theory of Justice, contends that justice does not require that men stand idly by while others destroy the basis of their existence. But perhaps justice, as interpreted by some, does sometimes require this. Certainly for the jihadist, justice requires it here in America, because the basis of America's existence is un-Islamic and therefore barbaric. What authority could convince the jihadist that he has no right to his religious beliefs? "How many cities have we laid in ruin," exclaims Allah in the Quran. "In the night, our scourge fell upon them, or at midday, while they slumbered. And when our wrath reached them, their only cry was, 'We have indeed been wicked.'"
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. Is there anyone else that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a maintenance contract with Business Electronics for voice recorders in the 911 center and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to accept a fiscal year 19 SHSP grant and modifying the 2019 budget for the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Roll call.
Excuse me, roll call.
You didn't put it in red. Here.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette? Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
15 yes.
The resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the addition of two parcels totaling 62.5 acres to Agricultural District 2 and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Akers. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Volunteer Transportation Center Incorporated to provide mobility management services in St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept a fiscal year 16 CTZ 8 Red Team Exercise Grant from the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Offices and move for its resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution accepting a fiscal year 18 Operation Stone Garden Program grant from New York State Division of Homeland Security and modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office to move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette? Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to abolish a human resource aid position and create and fill a secretary one position in human resources and move for its adoption.
Mr. Second. Mr. Akers. Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a senior clerk position in the district attorney's office and move for its adoption.
Mr. Second. By Mr. Leader, Mr. Forsythe, and Mr. Akers. Is there any discussion? Mr.
Haggard.
Haggard. Excuse me.
I will be recusing.
So noted. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. One abstention. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a legal secretary position in the Office of the Public Defender and move for its adoption.
Your second. Ms. Curran and Mr. Akers. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
I will be recusing also. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. One abstention. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have an offer. I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for social services for improvements in technology and building accessibility.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan? Is there a second? Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the Chair to sign contract with Northern Life Home Care for the provision of personal care services. Move personnel.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Mr. Fay, is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to create the temporary legal secretary position to fill the legal secretary position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Arquette, Mr. Haggard, Mr. Akers. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill the keyboard specialist position in the Department of Social Services.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha, Mr. Haggard, and Ms. Curran. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a one-year extension to the contract with IMA Systems LLC for billing services for community services. Move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Akers and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for funding from RFMH OASAS 218 New York State Opioid Response Grant, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Is there any discussion? Mr. Reagan. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, roll call, please. I'm sorry. Somebody else got their hand up? Rita?
I was just going to say the same thing. Thank you to everyone who's helping us with this. Dana put together a program to get some of the local providers waivered to be able to prescribe Suboxone and buprenorphine locally so that our people would not have to travel as far as they have been. So I wanted to thank her for that.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette? Burke?
Yes.
Arquette? Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a licensed social worker position in community services. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to create and fill a chemical dependency case aid position in community services. And I move for its adoption.
Second by Ms. Curran. Ms. Arquette? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a medical director position for the Chemical Dependency Clinic and Community Services. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a chemical dependency counselor position in community services, and I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Ms. Curran, is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to abolish a chemical dependency program director and create and fill a senior chemical dependency counselor position in community services, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill an account clerk position in community services, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins, Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the emergency preparedness program contract for the public health department. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to it's authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Jack Vineski, CPA Associates, to prepare the preschool school supportive health systems services annual Medicaid cost report for the Department of Public Health, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Arquette. Ms. Terminelli? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a marketing and licensing agreement with Walk the Dock. I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution for modifying the 2019 budget for the Department of Highways for winter maintenance. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Fay, Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Barton LeJudas, DPC, for preliminary engineering and final design for Depot Street Bridge over Deer River, bin number 3220850, pin number 775386. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Fay. Mr. Sheridan, Ms. Arquette, and Ms. Curran. Is there any discussion? It's my understanding that this needs to be amended.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I left out what needed to be subtracted, and the right-of-way incidentals is to be left out. And Mr. Chambers, if you'd like to make an explanation.
Well, we're going.
Do you want an explanation?
I want you to name the right-of-ways that are going to be excluded. In other words, in a heading, yes, and then there's two other locations. Are they going to be excluded also? In the third paragraph, and in the be it further resolved.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yep. Thank you. In conference with Mr. Chambers, in the third whereas, where it says right away, ROW incidentals, that should be removed. And then also, down in the further be it resolved, where it mentions the right-of-way ROW incidentals also.
Okay, is there a second to the amendment? Ms. Curran, Mr. Burke, is there any discussion on the amendment to the resolution? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Back now to the amended resolution. Is there any discussion regarding it? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorization to fill two full-time temporary sanitary landfill attendant positions in solid waste at the transfer stations. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Hager, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Burke, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for their authorization to fill a property tax law enforcement supervisor position in the treasurer's office. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorization to fill a delivery clerk position in the Board of Legislators for the print and mail room. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, and who else was it over here? Was it you? No? Okay. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution extending appreciation to Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Department of Corrections on the decision to preserve the correctional facilities in St. Lawrence County. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Mr. Leader, Ms. Curran, Mr. Haggard, Mr. Sheridan, Mr. Fay, Mr. Reagan, and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Mr. Minnelli.
Could I be added as a co-sponsor as well?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
And Ms. Curran. Anyone else? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Nope.
I'm sorry, Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that after the original resolution was passed in committee last week, a copy of the resolution was forwarded into the hands of the governor through his aware that our county legislature was unanimous in support of the couple of major employers here in St. Lawrence County. So I want to thank everyone for their support of the resolution and both the Village of Governor and the City of Ogdensburg
Thank you. We thank you for bringing it forward. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution transferring an easement to the town of Clifton for the construction, installation, and future repair of mainline water services to the former Jones and Laughlin site. I move this resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, and Mr. Sheridan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution for the appointment of a public defender, and I would like to insert the name of James McGann in the open space that is in paragraph 3, and the defender's salary of step 4 at $87,377. And that second space that's blank to commence June 3rd, I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Mr. Arquette, Mr. Leader, Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Akers, Mr. Fay, I believe, and Mr. Haggard. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Oh, Mr. Sheridan?
Yes, I guess I'll say it before we vote. Just give you an idea what happened here. The committee for finding this new public defender met first in January to discuss the scope of where and how we wanted to advertise and establish a time frame of when we'd like to bring this person on board. And we knew we weren't hard-pressed because we had a pretty good gentleman by the name of Mr. McGann already on board. And so we did interview four candidates on two different dates, and all the candidates interviewed quite well, but it was decided by the committee that the interim public defender, James McGann, would be the best suited for the job. And and to give you a little background on Mr. McGann, he started out locally here in the College of Plattsburgh State. He majored in political science, a minor in philosophy. He went on to a New England School of Law in Boston, got his Juris Doctorate degree there in law, and he's bar certified in Massachusetts and in New York State. He has had a long history of being a public defender, not only here in St. Lawrence County, but he started out in Greene County as a public defender back in 2012. He also was the assistant public defender in Greene County starting in 2013 to 2014, and then he came to our county in 2014, and he was the assistant public defender here until 2018, and then he became the interim public defender starting in January 2019 to present. And so he's got an awful lot of experience here in other places in the public defender's office. And overall, the committee has been quite pleased with Jim McGann's performance as both the assistant public defender and the interim public defender since 2014 here. So that's a lot about who he is. He's here tonight, and I ask for the vote.
Anyone else? Mr. Haggard?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. unfortunately, I will have to recuse because I'm a member of the 18B panel, and therefore I believe it could create a conflict. And I'd say that regrettably because I've known Mr. McGann for a long time and believe it's an excellent choice. Unfortunately, I will have to recuse myself from the vote.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations, Mr. McGann. Welcome aboard as the public defender. We'll move now to the County Administrator's Report.
A few items to provide you with updates on, as we didn't meet last week with the holiday. Want to call together the first meeting of the Space Committee with Chair Leader in the coming weeks, hopefully the week of June 17th. Would like to bring the group up to speed with current needs, as well as look at some options. Monday the 24th, you'll be reminded that the Audit Fiscal Stability Committee will meet again to review the reserves recommendation we just talked about last month, to look at a draft update to the fund balance policy, and to discuss the fund balance recommendation. So those are due each year in July. This gives us an opportunity to discuss it as the Audit Committee, talk about it in finance, and then move forward. Last Friday, Legislative Reps Burke and Akers met with Soil and Water Conservation District to talk about forest management and to look at some updates to the practice. Plan recommendations from that meeting will be brought forward to the Finance Committee coming up this month, and this will also assist in preparation for the 2020 budget as well as the 2019 projections. As you know, or will remember, the budget team picked up the billing concerns earlier this year for community services. And we're currently working on finalizing some recommendations to make both to the department and then to share with the Board of Legislators. So hopefully that will be on the finance agenda this month. To that end, I'm drafting the schedule right now associated with budget, and we'll review that with you as well to make sure, certainly for new legislators, but also as a reminder to legislators who've been through this before, what parts of the budget will be reviewed when, and certainly that any of those times that we hold or meet with departments, legislators are welcome to attend, and then talk about the schedule as well. An update on J&L demolition from our conference call last week. Demo and on-site crushing are underway. They expected it to take 2 weeks, so our hope is that that'll wrap up by the end of this week or early next. EPA was on site last week as well, hoping to finish their work. And if any of the funding is left, additional foundations will be cleared as well. And certainly we'll give you an update when it's concluded, how much was spent of the, if you remember, the patchwork quilt of funding sources that were pulled together. And if you're interested, we can schedule a tour to take a look at things and certainly show you some before and after looks at that. Next week, I'll be joining the Jefferson and Lewis County Administrators in Washington, D.C. at the National Defense Summit with the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization. So that will be from Monday to Wednesday, and Dylan will be here for operations and services. I was going to mention the public health training for providers that Rita mentioned, but there were a total of 15, and the expectation isn't that all of those folks will become MAP providers, but certainly looking for ways to continue supporting those providers that now have the training and hopefully be able to encourage some to get involved with the folks in need. Certainly there's a great shortage of that in St. Lawrence County, and they're using grant funds to pay for that. Vacancy review is scheduled tomorrow. There are 14 to be considered. Out of those, there are 37 positions currently vacant of our 789, and that's down from last month at 44. So between the board meeting tonight and some of the actions taking place, those positions will be considered for filled. And that does exclude the temporary positions. Both legislators joining us tomorrow, if you check your mailboxes, you have packets to take a look at tonight before the meeting. And in the next couple of months, I just wanted to mention you'll be seeing updates to both policies for information technology as well as purchasing. So those will come to you at committee for consideration.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the County Administrator's Report? Mr. Forsythe.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth. I have one thing I'd like you to look into for me. I had a constituent ask, how many employees for the county are currently out on administrative leave? And what sort of time frame, and what is the cost to date? Then?
I can get that
whenever
together.
You can do. Thank
okay.
you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we'll move into committee reports. Are there any committee reports that you would like to give? Seeing none, any old business? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I believe that the resolutions, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the resolutions that were sent from the town of Potsdam were asked to be distributed to the legislators and also read into the official record, and that was not done this evening. I was wondering if we intended to have that done.
We'll see the copies are put out, and it was read at our last
I know morning. It was announced, but I believe that the resolutions were asked to be read, And the only reason I bring that up is we send resolutions to the state legislature on an ongoing basis asking those to be read and acknowledged. And I would ask the chair to consider reading the two resolutions into the record. Thank you.
Resolution condemning hate speech. Whereas the American Bar Association defines hate speech as speech that offends, threatens, or insults groups based on race, color, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, disability, or other traits. And whereas hateful rhetoric can result in the violation of the 14th Amendment rights of the above cited groups. And whereas some elected officials defend such hate-filled rhetoric claiming First Amendment rights and protection upon apparently believing that they have the right to denigrate various disadvantaged or underprivileged groups, and thus be it resolved that the Potsdam Town Board condemns hate speech and calls upon all elected officials to reject and condemn hate speech and hate crime. Resolution calling for the resignation of County Legislator representing District 15. Whereas on Thursday, April 25th, 2019, the legislator representing District 15 chose to publish on social media a statement that targeted a religious group of our citizens in the town of Potsdam, the county of St. Lawrence, and nationwide by identifying them with the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11. Whereas this post constitutes hate speech capable of encouraging discrimination and inciting violence against members of our community. And whereas the posted statement on social media chose to publicly identify herself as a county legislator of District 15. And whereas the posted statement has the capacity to manifest hatred towards members of our community in the town of Potsdam, and posted statements has in fact created pain and fear for the members of the town of Potsdam community. Whereas hate speech can never be and will never be tolerated in the town of Potsdam. And whereas we can never compromise when standing up to and demanding accountability to hate speech, targeting individuals or groups based on their religion, ethnicity, gender, race, or sexual orientation. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the Town Council of the Town of Potsdam, call on the St. Lawrence County Legislator representing District 15 to resign from her position as St. Lawrence County Legislator. And be it further resolved that copies of this resolution be forwarded to St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators, and we, the Potsdam Town Council, ask that it be read at the next regular scheduled meeting of the full board.
Thank you. Let it be noted, Mr. Haggard, that we agreed to read it. It's been read. Thank you for bringing it.
Thank you.
Is there any other old business? Any new business? Seeing none, we have a need for executive session for litigation, negotiations, personnel, and appointments. Motion to go into executive session by Mr. Fay, seconded by Mr. Forsyth. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'm saying that there are four reasons for executive session: litigation, appointments, negotiations, and personnel.
Can you be more specific about personnel?
No. I will not. No,
session,
no.
Board personnel is not observed in the open meetings law. If you read the state open meetings law. There's one subsection that deals with personnel matters. I'm just asking what you said.
Okay, we're back in public session. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman. Offer an appointment to the Planning Board, term to expire January 31st, 2022. Eric Allen, 320 Chapel Hill Road, Colton, New York.
Is there a second? By Mr. Perkins, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr.
one, Lori Sweetfeld, PhD, 511 Montgomery Street, Augsburg. The Office of the Aging Advisory Council, Andrea Smith, 528 State Highway 56, Potsdam. And for reappointment to the St. Lawrence County Traffic Safety Board, term to expire January 31st, 2022. We have Francis Barney, 27 County Route 49, Hopkinton. And I move the motion.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Ms. Curran.
For Mr. Frank, Joshua Frank, I would like to table that vote until we get some more information.
Any more information that you'd like to provide?
Well, I know that...
Generally speaking?
Generally speaking, someone had brought to me that there's a potential conflict with this based on a situation that has already happened over here.
Okay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Okay. So it's the list is amended to place the nomination of Mr. Frank on hold until next board meeting. Till the next board meeting, and hopefully that Ms. Curran will bring in whatever information she is able to provide, and we can reconsider or consider it again at that time. Is that okay? All in favor?
I think it's adjourned to a future date.
I beg your pardon?
I think it has to be
adjourned to the next meeting date, not table.
The next board meeting.
Board meeting
is yes. That's the one.
Okay.
That's what we're talking
right.
about.
But I don't think it's tabled. I think tabled ends it. Is that correct? Or should it be
without
adjourned without date?
Without
Thank
a,
you.
Without
Robert's rules actually do state that a motion to table is interpreted as an adjournment without date, and that is essentially tabling indefinitely.
Right.
A motion to adjourn to a specific date is really what we're looking to
For
do
For a future
here.
Date, which is what I said, right,
yep.
a specific date.
I thought that's what I said.
Well, she tabled it, and that's why I want to make
she
sure.
She made a motion to table
and
to the next board meeting.
Fine. I'm just saying. I think it's
adjourned. Thank you. Is that correct?
Right.
You say it.
Right.
Next board meeting.
Yeah.
Next board meeting. Okay. All in favor of holding that particular appointment over until the next meeting? Aye. Opposed? Carried. With respect to the other two, are there any further comments with respect to those? Or excuse me, the next four people. Are there any other comments regarding them? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. There are no chair's appointments. A motion to adjourn? By Mr. Fay, seconded by Ms. Kerr, Ms. Terminale. All in favor? Carried.